Members of Congress expressed optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other.
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact segment tonight, the Talking Points memo.
Hot damn politics.
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 Hot damn
politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot
diggity
damn politics.
Hot diggity
damn politics.
I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back. 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 These niggas won't hold me back.
The Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust panel.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I put that shit on everything.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 run,
but
you still
can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, my brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody is studying learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, diminution, obligation to my nation. Revolution, gun control, the sound of folk. Shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to doom. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Round, 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 round we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows. Ah, they kooka booka, can you hear me talking to you? Got the ball of the future. Everywhere, unemployment rising fast, the Beatles, new records of gas. And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction,
fear
sector,
bill collectors, all grown in the male population of hate.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving through the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Bill Gates, our self-proclaimed philanthropist. You might ask yourself, could there possibly be any more evil coming out of this man's mind? The answer is yes. We discovered even more darkness to share with you. And we promise After this episode, we are done with him, and we will never mention his name again. Now, we briefly mentioned something big at the end of the previous episode. Gates' involvement in what we refer to as extinction technology. We are literally talking technology to make entire species or races go extinct. According to researchers, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and DARPA are the world's largest funders of gene drive research. In short, gene drive organisms are created by genetically engineering a living organism with a particular trait and then modifying the organism's reproductive system in order to always force the modified gene onto future generations, spreading the trait throughout the entire population. In order to be able to do that, one has to cut DNA and enable genes to be inserted, replaced, or deleted from DNA sequences. The research of this amazing technology started off in 2003, massively funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It wasn't until 2015 and many, many millions of dollars later when a breakthrough was reached and Bill Gates had his ticket to his mosquito ball, remember, from part 9? Now, we have already shown the dangers of gene drive technology. Think of the disruption of entire ecosystems. But it goes further than that. Gene drives are classified as synthetic biology, an extreme form of genetic engineering. Synthetic biology has been a field of interest of both Bill Gates and the US military and many other and DARPA, plus a secretive group of military advisors known as the Jason Group, have been investing insane amounts of money into synthetic engineering. Now, bearing in mind the possibilities of using this technology to create bioweapons, gene drives might be a marvel of technology, but in the wrong hands, it can and will have disastrous outcomes. Gates has made sure that the future of gene drive extinction technology is secured. He bankrolled the technology development, he shaped the narrative, he picked the policy negotiators, and even paid the lobbyists. Just to give you an idea of how powerful this man is, in early 2015, the National Academies of Science would have a major inquiry into gene drives. The study did not explore just the science of gene drives, but also aimed to frame issues around policy, ethics, risk assessment, governance, and public engagement around gene drives. It was sponsored by DARPA and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation through the National Institutes of Health and the Foundation for the National Institutes of Health. Several panel members were recipients of Gates Funds. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation also channeled money into the MIT Media Lab. This Media Lab, by the way, came into the news when it was revealed it had received donations from none other than convicted child rapist Jeffrey Epstein. In 2019, the Media Lab got $2 million from Gates through Epstein. Funny how things always come back and bite you in the butt, right, Bill? Synthetic biology has become a multi-billion dollar industry. Investment firms estimate that the industry will be worth $85 billion by 2030. That's an awful lot of money. We're talking about an industry that creates synthetic ingredients for the food industry, medicines, and lab-grown food products. In other words, it creates something artificially that does not exist in the natural world. Now, once again, that can either be a blessing or a curse. as it ends up in. As we've seen, synthetic biology is all about changing DNA into the so-called perfect mode, which could be absolutely brilliant. It could mean the end of disease. Our DNA could be programmed to fight AIDS, for instance, or even hereditary diseases, such as autoimmune diseases or certain types of cancer. It could be eliminated for good. Can you imagine the absolutely wonderful breakthrough in medical science? However, first of all, it would be a very expensive way forward, meaning only the very rich people would be able to buy good health, good genes, while the ordinary people would have to wait for traditional medical treatment. Now, don't get me wrong, we are pro-advance, but when Bill Gates comes into the equation, we are highly alerted. As we have seen in previous episodes, Gates is a eugenics fanatic. The step from eugenics to synthetic biology is only a small one. Remember the Nazis and their efforts to create a pure race? Tall, athletic people with white skin, blonde hair and blue eyes? The Aryan race? Well, guess what? A new term has been coined for eugenics. Designer babies. We are not kidding you. When you have an doctor's what kind of baby you want to give birth to. Green eyes? Dark skin? A boy or a girl? Highly intelligent? A natural born leader? You name it, they will program it. A few cells in a petri dish, which will then be placed in your womb, or in an artificial womb, yet another marvel of technology from the Netherlands. We think you know by now that when Mr. Gates is involved, one has to be cautious. Be it vaccines, be it synthetic biology, when Gates promotes it and puts millions into it, something is off. Gates' latest investments include Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat that make processed meat-like burgers from a synthetic biology-derived blood substitute. Sounds marvelous, doesn't it? I mean, we have been vegetarians for decades out of sheer love for animals, and we would welcome any new and tasty veggie burger. But from the hands of Bill Gates? Seriously? When a man who is an enthused depopulation advocate starts producing our food, not a good thing. Let's have a closer look, shall we? After all, more and more viewers are concerned about Beyond Meat was founded in 2009 in California, but the first burgers didn't hit the market until 2012. In less than 3 years, the company went straight to the stock market, where its shares exploded 840% during its first 3 months being listed. Investment firms said they had never seen anything like it. As of March 2021, Beyond Meat has a market value of $8.16 billion. For a bunch of veggie burgers? Really? Impossible Foods was founded in 2011, also in California. Its first burger to Beyond Meat, Impossible Foods is not on the stock market. It earns its fundings from venture capital funds and celebrity investors like Bill Gates. The company has brought in $1.4 billion. Its current value is estimated at $4 billion. As we were editing this episode, news arrived that Impossible Foods is ready to move forward to the stock market with an estimated value of $10 billion. Once again, for a bunch of veggie burgers? Well, it's not just veggie burgers. It's synthetic biology products. That's where the money is going. That's what a man like Bill Gates is so excited about. If he were truly thrilled about vegetarian food, he would have invested in companies like the Vegetarian Butcher or Corn, right? The truth is, Gates couldn't care less about the well-being of animals. Eugenics, GMOs, and now synthetic biology. Why? So he can play God. Synthetic biology means redesigning life. New biological systems are created, systems that do not exist in nature. It is the extended version of genetic engineering. According to synthetic biologists, organisms created by means of synthetic biology would be considered new species, a complete biological system that could not have evolved from nature and would even have to be classified in a separate domain of life. Playing God. Like we said before, this can be a curse or a blessing, depending on who is the creator. A beautiful example of synbio is a bacterial system capable of avoiding the immune system, of sensing tumor cells, of destruct after a programmed time. Or how about this one? An alga that is capable of producing biofuels from carbon dioxide. Wonders of technological advance. But in the wrong hands? Take that same bacterial system we just mentioned. How about programming it to attack the immune system instead of cancer cells? Then let it self-destruct after a programmed time. Through autopsy. For people like Bill Gates, synthetic biology is an absolute blessing. The term was well chosen. The word biology does wonders, like sustainability. It has a direct association with nature, green, eco, marvelous psychological effect. Whereas the word GMO is now connected to certain doubts concerning the health of people and definitions of synthetic biology are still changing. And when it comes to, for instance, FDA approval, it's all about definitions. Right now, believe it or not, manufacturers of products that are based on synbio do not legally have to disclose this. They do not have to label their products GMO, as the definition of synbio is slightly different, even though it is much more extreme than GMO. And that is exactly what we see with the products of Beyond Meat. Its founder, Ethan Brown, doesn't mention synbio in interviews. It cannot be found on the company's website and or its packaging. What's even worse, Beyond Meat states their products are... Yes, but that does not have to be disclosed. How shall we call this? It's legal, all right, but only because of the flaws in the system. We would definitely call this consumer deceit. Now the funny thing is, on its website, Beyond Meat doesn't even claim to be producing vegetarian or vegan products. They say their products are plant-based, but there's no mention of their products being suitable for vegetarians or vegans. At least not when we produce this episode. What about the products as they are sold in the shops? Beyond Meat or vegetarian, but not on all. Far from it. From a marketing point of view, this strikes us as odd. It uses the icons for no GMOs, no soy or gluten, and kosher. The words plant-based sausage mean nothing. It can be based on plants, but still contain meat. So don't be fooled by the words plant-based. So, what is the main secret of Beyond Meat's bleeding burgers that they are so proud of? Red beet juice. Believe it or not, after years of developing vegetarian burgers by many other companies, nobody came up with the idea to use red beet juice to mimic the bleeding of meat? Are you kidding me? That's not exactly rocket science, is it? You want to know why it was never discovered before? Red beet juice does not turn into a juicy burger taste when fried. It just doesn't have that bloody iron taste to it. Beyond Meat's secret is synthetic biology, and that has nothing to do with healthy veggie burgers. How about Impossible Foods? Their main secret is heme, genetically engineered soy leg hemoglobin. According to scientific advisor to Impossible Foods, Dr. Michael Eisen, in order to provide tasty alternatives to animal meat made from plants, you need lots of heme. And to get heme, you need genetic engineering. Impossible Foods makes this GMO heme, where a small amount of heme is produced and inserted into genetically engineered yeast that is then fermented to mass produce GMO heme. Well, at least they are honest about the GMOs, but mind you, this synbio substance has never been consumed before. Nobody knows what the effects will be on the body and mind after consuming certain quantities for a certain amount of time. On its website, Impossible Food doesn't claim to be producing vegetarian or vegan products either, just like Beyond Meat. They too only state the products are plant-based. The packaging of their products tell us or antibiotics. Excuse me? That is not quite the same as vegetarian or vegan, now is it? From a marketing point of view, the packaging seems cheap and not appealing at all. Not quite what one would expect from a multi-billion enterprise, right? Impossible Foods does show us the icon of bioengineered, which looks tempting as in eco and green, but don't be fooled. Remember this icon. No matter how good it looks, it means trouble. We advise you to stay away from it. We mean it when we say that we truly wanted these miracle burgers to be the real thing, but after careful consideration, we turned them down. They are not the vegetarian product people are looking for. They are GMO'd and synbio'd. And we tasted them. Full-on juicy meat. Now, we don't know what's causing that, but we do not believe it's because of red beet juice or heme. Could it be the result of certain flavor enhancers? Did you know that some of the most powerful flavor enhancers are based on human embryonic kidney cells, the HEK293 cells? In other words, kidney cells taken from a human aborted baby? A biotech company from California, bought by Firma Niche from Switzerland in 2018, the business that received $7.5 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? We know. Too far-fetched, right? I mean, can you imagine? Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods containing fetus kidney cells to add the meat flavor? Without telling us? We know that a lot of products contain these human embryonic kidney 293 cells to increase their taste. But come on, fake veggie burgers? Nah, we're pretty sure that the fact that the location of the production facility of Impossible Foods in Oakland, California, being right across the street from Planned Parenthood, is just a creepy coincidence. Just like the fact that the production facility of Beyond Meat is only a few minutes' drive. Just a creepy... without telling us? I mean, we know that a lot of products contain these human embryonic kidney 293 cells to increase their taste. But come on, fake veggie burgers? Nah, we're pretty sure that the fact that the location of the production facility of Impossible Foods in Oakland, Parenthood, is just a creepy coincidence. Just like the fact that the production facility of Beyond Meat is only a few minutes' drive from three Planned Parenthood clinics. Just a creepy coincidence. Although, in 2018, Beyond Meat partnered up with Zondervan, world's finest meat from the Netherlands. That's right. Originally a butcher, and now an importer of frozen meat from across the world. Zondervan states it is proud to be working with Beyond Meat that has replaced meat protein by plant protein. Synthetic biology species, remember? Replacing meat protein by plant protein doesn't exactly make it vegetarian, now does it? Oh, and guess what? Beyond Meat's manufacturing facility in the Netherlands is only 7 minutes away from an abortion facility, the Emma Clinic, in the city of Enschede. Bearing in mind, the Netherlands only has 15 abortion facilities. What are the odds? Gates now believes the wealthiest countries should switch to eating 100% synthetic beef in order to help combat climate change. Of course! Climate change. If you can't blame it on COVID, blame it on climate change. Now the poor countries cannot afford synthetic meat, so they can continue eating real meat. But that will have to be GMO'd, of course. Bill Gates has taken over our food supply. He GMO'd our seeds. And now he is getting rid of the American beef industry. He is destroying farming and he's buying up farmland. This way, he will soon control every aspect of our food, how it is produced, what is put into it. Gates will do in the US and Europe what he has already done in Africa and India. He will force you to obey his rules and regulations. If you disobey, and you will be refrained from food, the number one necessity in life. Gates have found yet another way to subjugate us completely and utterly to his whims and wishes. Now, if that doesn't worry you, we don't know what will. Well, maybe these are the result of synthetic biology. All of them. They have not been tested. They are not approved. They are referred to as GRAS, generally recognized as safe, which means absolutely nothing. And they are in an experimental phase until 2023. Let that sink in. You are part of a massive medical experiment. you could be changed into one of Gates' products, a synbiode genetically modified product. After everything we have shown you in the previous episodes about Bill Gates, exactly how safe does that make you feel? Now, during the very first seconds of this episode, we promised you that this would be the last one about Gates. And that was truly our intention. I mean, we are so fed up with him, you have no idea. But as we are approaching the critical half hour, we're afraid there's just a few more things about him that will put things into perspective in a way you've probably not seen before. Bear with us and move along to part 13. Believe us, we really wanted to stop talking about Bill Gates. But do you know how he actually does it? How is it possible that he presents himself as the world's greatest philanthropist, giving away billions of dollars each year, yet ending up getting richer and richer and richer? Did you know that in the end, it's we, the taxpayer, that pay for all his projects? We pay for our own depopulation? Let's see how Gates pulls it off, shall we? Remember, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a tax-exempt entity. Remember, 501c3 and C4, the only tax they have to pay in the US is a couple of excise duties. In 2017, this was $9. In 2018, it was $383. According to Forbes, Bill Gates enjoys the biggest and best tax break of all time. On $15 to $20 billion because of this regulation. Let's put things into perspective here, shall we? Gates is richer than 45 countries together. 45 sub-Saharan African countries. 1% of the world's population owns half of the world's wealth. The poorest half of the world's population owns as much as the richest 8 individuals. Those 8 individuals doubled or even tripled their wealth during the COVID crisis. Businesses went bankrupt. They increased their wealth ruthlessly. All of this is possible by a global economic system that was set in motion by the cabal and that is corrupt to the core. Isn't it time to focus on that and on redistributing the wealth of this 1%? Time to stop getting brainwashed with sustainable development goals and redirect our energy where it belongs, namely to take down the cabal and to redistribute the stolen trillions amongst the people they bereft? Thank you. Don't you think this will, in the blink of an eye, end poverty, hunger, and inequality forever? Despite the impression that Bill Gates is giving away his fortune to charity, his estimated net worth is constantly increasing. His foundation is only accountable to itself, which means the only three trustees are Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett. As a private foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is obliged only to report its high-level financial figures to the U.S. government to retain its tax-exempt status. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has influence without accountability. Please let that sink in. Don't you think it's time to end this abuse of rules and regulations? By 501c3 and 4 of the Internal Revenue Code? Bill Gates earned most of his personal wealth through Microsoft. He fabricated an exclusionary licensing agreement with PC manufacturers, and as a result, he created an illegal monopoly position. In 2004, after years of legal procedures and several court cases, Gates was fined by the European Union. He had to pay $611 million. Over $500 million meant nothing to him. In the US, Gates got away with a settlement. He made a complete fool of the Justice Department and carried on as if nothing had changed. Gates now uses his monopoly experience in Africa and other less developed countries, where he is actually creating a monopoly on seeds, forcing them onto local farmers, making them utterly dependent. If they don't comply, they are criminalized and fined. A quarter of a million desperate Indian farmers committed suicide. Others sold their children trying to survive. Gates could not care less. Why wasn't any of this ever? The answer is simple. Money buys everything, especially broadcasting time.
I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso Las Cruces community.
We're extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about the trouble in trying to make responsible one-sided news stories
plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 This is extremely
to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous 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 to our democracy.
To be truly effective, vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics must be affordable and accessible to all.
Equitable and universal access to vaccination, treatment, and diagnostics.
We must all work together on improving diagnostics, accelerating therapies, and ultimately developing a vaccine.
Everyone should have access to COVID-19 testing, treatment, and vaccines.
But the task will only be completed when vaccines, tests, and treatments are available and affordable to every child, woman, and man who needs them.
To support vaccines, therapeutics, diagnostics development,
on how to make vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics accessible to everyone.
In addition to investing into diagnostics, therapies, and vaccines.
So the race for a vaccine, for better treatments, for quick and reliable tests.
Impfstoffe, Tests und Medikamente müssen für alle Menschen auf der Welt verfügbar, bezahlbar und zugänglich sein.
COVID-19 research and development work on vaccines, diagnostics, therapeutics, and respiratory medicine.
To provide universal access for the anti-COVID drugs, tests, and vaccine.
To make sure that everyone has access to treatments, to vaccines, to a strong health system.
To fight COVID-19. Vaccines, treatments, and diagnosis will be the most effective way to do it.
Des moyens de diagnostic, de traitement, et des vaccins.
Whether I should be able to access in vitro diagnostics like tests and therapeutics and vaccines.
For better diagnostic and therapeutic medical access to better treatment and care in the global quest for a vaccine.
In ensuring development, production, and equitable delivery of COVID-19 diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines.
For vaccines, diagnostics, and health systems.
Has access to COVID-19 tests, treatments, and therapies.
Gates has established enormous propaganda power. Have a good look at this chart. Apart from his donations to the mainstream radio and TV channels, the Gates Foundation has invested millions of dollars in training programs for journalists. Media fact sheets and newspaper opinion pieces are put together by organizations that are funded by the Gates Foundation. They publish research and articles. So what do you think is in them? Everyone follows the Gates Foundation's lead. It feels like they are everywhere. Every conference I go to, they are there. Every study that comes out, they're part of. You might find yourself someday reading a story about a Gates-funded health project written up in a newspaper that gets its health coverage underwritten by Gates, reported by a journalist who attended a Gates data collected and analyzed by scientists with grants from Gates. Do you really think any of it will be objective, honest information? Gates truly is everywhere, in every media outlet, on the internet, and most certainly in each and every so-called fact checker.
we wrote this script, various critical articles that we read were taken down from the internet the very next day. That's how far this goes. That's how scared they are. ...for Defend Democracy Press about something Gates' former doctor had said to colleagues at a conference in Seattle, hell broke loose. These are the doctor's words. I don't know if he had his children vaccinated as adults, but I can tell you he point blank refused to vaccinate them as children. Dimitri wrote, the news that Bill Gates does not vaccinate his own children, despite being the world's most active campaigner for mandatory vaccinations, should come as no surprise. Studies prove that the elite do not vaccinate their children. ...to have their children vaccinated. Very rich and privileged parents like the idea of herd immunity, but they don't want to take the risk associated with vaccinations when it comes to their own children. They are worried about adverse reactions, including autism. The studies Dimitri referred to were from 2015 and were still online when we produced this documentary. I wonder for how much longer. One study was published in CNN Health, the other one in... And guess what? When you consult any of the fact-checkers, you will see that they all fervently deny that the dear doctor ever uttered those words. They will deny anything and everything until the bitter end. After all, one does not bite the hand that feeds you. Right now, as we are editing this episode, thousands of people are getting sick after having their COVID shot. Women are reporting this... suffer miscarriages or have stillborns. People are getting paralyzed due to blood clots in their veins. Some die of a brain hemorrhage, a pulmonary embolism, or cardiac arrest. And once again, no mainstream media coverage. We are not going any deeper into the COVID thing in this series. We produced a separate documentary on that topic, and we ask you to watch it. All that is left to say is that Gates vaccine manufacturers are exempt from liability, which means you cannot take them to court if anything goes wrong. If your health, your life, consequences of this experimental vaccine, there will be nothing you can do. Bill Gates and his many big pharma companies are untouchable by law. We can cut a long story short. Bill Gates uses laws and regulations to avoid tax. His foundation launders money at a scale the world has not seen before. The foundation works to reduce inequities around the world. Really? Bill Gates invests in bad companies to make massive profits. Bad companies meaning pharmaceutical producers of poison, GMOs and vaccines with crippling side effects. Bad companies meaning agencies for censorship, facial recognition, injectable microchips and spyware, and connected to child trafficking. Bad companies meaning mines where our planet is ripped apart and heavily polluting fossil fuel companies. Companies where people work under terrible conditions while being abused and underpaid. Companies that sell weapons. The Gates Foundation does not invest in technology, brainwashing us with the idea that only technology can save us from killer viruses out there that we are supposed to be very afraid of. Technology to save us from climate change. Technology to push back the population. Technology to keep us safe. The Gates Foundation destroyed the lives of millions of people by forcing abortions onto women who didn't want millions of women sterile against their will. They try to make the entire world believe that eugenics is science and thus okay. They try to make us all believe that vaccines are safe. They manipulate numbers and statistics, and when confronted with the evidence, Gates wipes it away as collateral damage. He now calls 700,000 people with severe side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. How much money is put into family planning, i.e. eugenics, by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation alone in the form of grants, you will begin to realize that nobody is safe. The people in Africa and India are mere guinea pigs for people like Bill Gates.
A lot of things we try out here first in India, and then when they work, we take them to the rest of the world.
The rest of the world will follow, whether you like it or not. Just look around. It's happening right now. Gates is not a scientist. He is not a doctor, even though he pays the press to make us believe that he is. He behaves like the president of the entire one he owns. The fact that nobody elected him doesn't seem to bother him. With his money, he manipulates newspapers and TV stations, making sure that only his words are repeated and plugged. Everyone is all too aware of what they call the Bill Chill. When you're caught saying anything negative, you can kiss your money goodbye. The question is motives, are removed from the internet by Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and fact-checkers that are all paid by the Cabal, as I have proven in part 6 of the previous series, The Fall of the Cabal. So, after all of the above, do you still trust Bill Gates? Do you trust any of the big pharma companies or any of his goons pushing his vaccination agenda forward? Do you still have faith in any of the so-called experts presenting their so-called findings via the mainstream media on TV? Do you still believe there will be yet another wave of COVID-19 with do you believe the vaccine will be safe? If so, please feel free to take it. After all, it's a free world. Or is it? Let's see what the depopulation agenda really means in our daily life in part 14.
WGHE Radio presents Hot Damn Politics.
O Queen of the Two Lands, Nefertiti, Egypt cries out for your help. The Menes and Hyksos have invaded the minds of your people and have set up their own capital at BTR. For BTR, they have disrupted many of our communication routes. We must stop their conquest before it is too late. Here at WGAG Radio, we are safe from immediate attack. Although the Hyksos have the gall to demand tribute, we may need to supply troops and arms to our compatriots to the north to help repel the Hyksos incursion. They will look to you, almighty Nefertiti, for support. But now, we too have a new weapon. Our wise military leaders have become proficient in the use of the dreaded sounds of Nuapu, and we shall turn it back upon our enemies and drive them before us. If only our trouble was limited to the north. Reports from our southern border show that the Black Devils are once again taking advantage and distracted the minds of your people, and if the Nuapians are to emerge intact from these turbulent times, much will be required of you. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to break the spell of ignorance with Nuapu. As always, if you are a member of the Brain Trust, is caught or killed, WGAG will disavow any knowledge of your actions. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Nefertiti.
Ghost. What do you suggest? Let's not waste time chasing things, making comments.
And every Halloween, check out the murder scene. Can't help but duplicate the violence seen on the screen. My home's done before they get to see their birthday. This is the worst day, sometimes it hurts to pray. And even God turned his back on the ghetto youth. I know that ain't the truth, sometimes I look for proof. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. And if it does it matter if you blood or you cuss? Remember how it was, the picnics and the parties in the projects. More conflict, getting high with the mob. Just another knucklehead kid from the gutter. I'm dealing with the man. Raised by a single mother, I'm trying to tell you when it's on. You gotta keep your head to the sky, be strong.